In the name of Jesus, our living and victorious Lord. Amen. Dr. William Willman, the Dean of the Chapel at Duke University, tells the story of a Sunday school teacher who was narrating the incidents of Holy Week to her third grade Sunday school class. She described how Jesus suffered and died on the cross, how his lifeless body was taken down from that cross and placed in that cave-like tomb, and the heavy stone was rolled over the entryway to the tomb, sealing it. But then she also went on to that glorious Sunday morning when the stone, that boulder, was rolled away and Christ burst forth triumphant from the tomb, alive, resurrected. And then, in order to get her students to participate more in this dynamic narrative, to get them involved, to experience it more, she asked a question. She asked, "Children, what do you think were Jesus' first words when he burst forth out of that tomb? What do you think his first words were when he rose from the dead?" Immediately a hand sprung up at the back of the room, and attached to that hand was a little girl who sprung to her feet and said, "I know, I know." And so the teacher called on her. "Yes, Susie, what do you think Jesus' first words were when he rose from the dead?" This little girl extended her hands out as far as she could, and with a song in her voice, she declared, "Jesus said, ta-da!" Well, I don't read that in the Bible narrative, but I don't think it's too far from the point, because Christ's death and resurrection are his great ta-da, the demonstration of God's wonderful, miraculous deliverance of his people. And I think it's okay for us to laugh, because this is an occasion for laughter. In Christ's death and resurrection, God gets the last laugh over all of our enemies, sin, death, Satan, hell. God not only says, ta-da, he says, ha-ha. And his laughter is contagious as we join in that laughter. Throughout history, God has been working marvelous ta-das. In our Old Testament reading today, we heard perhaps the most glorious ta-da of the Old Testament. It is the story of God's delivering his people in the Exodus. And the song that they sing, that Moses leads the people to sing in their final deliverance from the Egyptians, this song of Moses, they laugh and they rejoice in his ta-da victory. For centuries, God's people, the people of Israel, had been oppressed and enslaved by Pharaoh and the Egyptians. They had been under the bondage of this tyrannical overlord. But God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he sent a deliverer, Moses. And through Moses, God worked marvelous wonders, these plagues, that eventually caused Pharaoh to let Yahweh's people go. And go they did. Finally liberated, freed from their bondage, with joy they went forth out of Egypt. Soon thereafter they encamped near the Red Sea. But they looked off to the western horizon and they saw dust clouds there and the glint of armor and shields and spears. Pharaoh was pursuing. He was determined to get the last laugh over these people. And it looked helpless. On the one side was the Red Sea. On the other side, the surrounding forces of the Pharaoh. Pharaoh no doubt thought that this would be an easy victory, an inevitable victory. In fact, his thoughts are depicted for us in our text from Exodus 15. The enemy boasted, "I will pursue, I will overtake them, I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them, I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them." Pharaoh thought he would have the last laugh. But that was not to be, because Yahweh blew through his nostrils and parted that Red Sea so that the walls of water were congealed on both sides, providing a causeway for God's people to escape to the other side, to safety. Pharaoh, not to lose his victory, orders his troops through that causeway. And now the Red Sea, which had been used as Pharaoh's trap, became a trap upon him and became the destruction of the enemies of the Lord. The restraining hand of God was withdrawn. The walls of water collapsed on the Egyptian forces, and they drowned. And on the other side, on dry ground, a shout of joy went up from the Israelite people. And a song went forth, a song of laughter. "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has hurled into the sea." These people witnessed God's great ta-da, his deliverance of them from their enemies. They shared in the last laugh. However, the greatest ta-da of God was one that took place centuries later. Because for millennia, there had been another tyrant who had enslaved not just the people of Israel, but all people. Satan believed that he had not only the first laugh in enslaving our first parents, Adam and Eve, in sin, but also that he would have the last laugh, as now the penalty for their sin would be death and damnation. But God remembered his people, and he sent a deliverer, not Moses, but he sent his own dear son, the incarnate second person of the Godhead. And in this Epiphany season, we have witnessed the great titanic struggle between Satan and Christ. Christ has manifested his power to save, but Satan would not want to be thwarted. And so at every opportunity, Satan sought to undermine the mission of God in Christ. He moved Herod to seek to kill the baby Jesus. He brought temptation before Jesus in the wilderness, attempting to cause Christ, the sinless one, to sin. He brought opposition against the Lord, both in the enemies, the scribes and the Pharisees, and in the friends, the disciples who misunderstood Jesus' ministry and mission. And now, as we will soon enter into the Lent season, we will behold the final battlegrounds, Gethsemane, Pilate's Praetorium, Golgotha. And on Golgotha, where Jesus hung his head to die, it looked like Satan had the victory. It looked like the forces of evil had prevailed and had the last laugh. Dr. C.F.W. Walther describes it this way in his hymn. "The foe was triumphant when on Calvary the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree. In Satan's domain his host shouted and jeered, for Jesus was slain whom the evil ones feared." It looked like Satan not only had the first laugh, but the last laugh over God and his people. But Walther continues the story. But short was their triumph. The Savior arose, and death, hell, and Satan, he vanquished his foes. The conquering Lord lifts his banner on high. He lives, yes, he lives, and will nevermore die. While in the very clutches of death and hell, Christ overcame death and hell. He who was the victim upon the altar of the cross now was revealed to be the victor. And if he had conquered death, it was demonstrated that he had conquered the cause of death, sin, and thus liberated his people from their bondage to sin. And now, as he says, ta-da, as he reveals his victory, he shares that victory with us. And he shares that laughter over our ultimate enemies, so that we too have the last laugh over sin, Satan, death, and hell. Jesus' death and resurrection are not only history, not only his story, they are our story as well. God delivered the people of Israel. That was his Old Testament ta-da, for their sake. And in Jesus Christ, he has delivered us, who for us men and our salvation came down from heaven. We now share in his victory. And God continues to provide ta-das to us every day of our life. He did it at our baptisms, where he brought us through the waters, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of life and light and liberty in the gospel. Today, he says, ta-da! And we receive of his life-giving, living body and blood at this feast of victory for our God, the forgiveness of our sins. And on our last day here on earth, God will say, ta-da! As he brings us through the chilling waters of death to the other side, where we will laugh in eternity and sing that great song of Moses. Oh, I know. As you look around, it appears that sin and death have the upper hand, that Satan gets the last laugh. But the Word of God tells us differently. And in our baptisms, we know differently. We know that as we close our eyes in death, we will open them to a new and brilliant light, having crossed over to the other side, to the promised land. And there will be our deliverer, Jesus Christ, with arms outstretched, welcoming us. And what do you think his first words will be on the day of our resurrection? Well, maybe, just maybe, he will say, ta-da! And he will laugh. And so will we. Amen.